welcome to the planning meeting. December 6th, what is it, 15th or 16th?
16th.
16th, 2020. Our first item on the agenda is public comment for any issues that don't appear on the agenda. Do we have any public comment tonight? Everybody's here for an item? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for item number two for a public hearing.
I'll make the motion to open for the public hearing.
Thank you, Pam. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, got a second from Tom? Any discussion? Okay, we'll go ahead and do a roll call vote for that motion. I'll start just right here on the screen, Tom?
Yes, aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Okay, I can't see who else is on there.
Kim.
Kim?
Aye.
Any other commissioners? Great, that opens a public hearing. Mike, we'll turn the time over to you if you want to present.
Okay, my name's Mike Johnson with Summit Engineering. I'm working with Daniel and Gina Cabrera. They live on 3000 South. That's 429 West, 3000 South. They are planning to build a garage. Now, we're calling it a barn, but of course it's not, it's a garage. And I have submitted, and because this garage is greater than 1,500 square feet, that requires a conditional use process and approval through the planning commission. So I have submitted elevations and floor plans and a site plan. I'm presuming everybody has seen that, Eric?
Yes, that's been sent out to the commissioners.
If needed, I can try and put it on my screen, but I think you all have it in front of you then, I'll presume that. So this is, I think, very straightforward. You can see that they have basically a five-acre part, almost five-acre parcel. And the barn is pushed to the very far, to the back, to the south. And to the, I guess that'll be the southeast corner. We are 50-foot setbacks off to the edges of the property lines. So it's quite a ways off the road, and I don't think it's really causing any consternation for anybody. It's a two-story, the upper level, the main level is about 4,900 square feet. You can see it on the floor plan. And then the upper level is just a big open room, which they will use for recreation and entertainment. It's not living space. There's no kitchen or living in this barn, but there is an office down on the lower level and a bathroom. And storage rooms, workshop, places to park the trailer, the boats, and place to, for a horse, a couple horses, and pack room. Any questions or on this project?
Victor Hanson.
Go ahead.
Is now joining.
He just joined.
Oh, he joined.
Richard just joined the meeting, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Who did?
Richard Hanson.
Richard Hanson.
Any questions for the applicant, commissioners?
This is Commissioner Norris.
Yes, Kim, go ahead.
Yeah. From the plan that I've got on my computer on the screen, I can't really read what the rooms are or the size of the building. I apologize for that, I just can't see it. But he did mention that there is a bathroom in this barn. Is there a kitchen also?
No kitchen, no, sir.
Now tell me, does this have a separate sewer system, a septic tank from the house?
No, this would be on the same water and the same septic system as the house, since it's an accessory building.
And tell me, if you would, I can see where we have a car or a truck parked, and then we have a boat and some snow machines, it looks like. But could you tell me what else is on the main floor? We have a bathroom, and what am I missing?
There's a storage room, a workshop. There are two horse stalls, a tap room, the bathroom, an office, and dog grooming and storage area.
So you really don't have any hay storage or anything like that?
No, we were going to, and we took that out. That doesn't fit very well, actually, within the building. Hay storage would be out in a separate hay shed.
Okay.
It's kind of a fire problem.
Eric, did we approve a similar concept down on Southfield Road at about 3150 South a couple of years ago?
Which project are you talking about, Jim?
It's on Dill Road, or Southfield Road, excuse me, and about 3150 South.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the name of the people that originally built that home.
It was the Robinsons. And now it's a... Who is that?
I don't know who you mean. I can't think of who bought it.
Yeah, so it's similar to this.
Got a big drive-thru, but you know, a lot of vehicle storage. They got a 40-foot trailer they'll keep in here. You can drive through it, so it has garage doors on each end. It'll all be concrete floor.
How far is it from the home? I can't read that.
105 feet.
105 feet to the closest corner of the garage on the home.
Thank you.
The only question I had is in the text, it says it's 34 feet high on the drawing, and it shows 35.
Yes. Good point, Larry. I believe it's 34 feet. The 35 is the max. I think it says 35 for the max I was intending. The max height limit is 35, so we have to make sure we're under 35 feet to natural ground.
Eric, this is Kim again.
Yes, Kim.
The property I was trying to think of is the old, it was originally constructed by Page.
Yeah, Robinson.
And then they had the barn put in the back.
Yes. Next to the reader.
And that was a conditional use that we approved on that particular property, wasn't it?
Yes. And then they came back and got approval to put the power in it. So it actually got built as an agricultural building. And then they came back and moved it to a conditional use so they could have power and what they wanted to do in there with their storage.
Well, very similar to what we're trying to do here tonight on this conditional use.
Yes, very, very familiar, yep.
Although this one's not coming in as an ag building, this is just coming in because of the size, which is a good size barn.
All that's been submitted is for the conditional use. We don't have a building permit application yet, whether it's an ag building or otherwise. All that's here is the conditional use. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, I'm just saying, from what it says on what we have there is it's a garage that doesn't appear to be an ag use, but okay, we'll see. But anyway, I was just going to say, if you look at, this barn's 60 by 80?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you want to look size-wise, that would be double the size of the one that just went in behind Simpson's, the red one that he's been putting up for a couple of years. And I'm not saying I have a problem with that, I'm just trying to compare it.
Yeah. In fact, I was wondering, because I see that one that's kind of behind you, Gary. But looks really big. Being the new guy here, can you give me some insight, Eric, or anybody on the commission as to, well, what we use to make decisions on this?
What we do is we look at the conditional use as an accessory use in the zone that it is. So it spells out in the front of the RA5 zone, auxiliary uses. And so you can go through those, and it has garages, carports, barns. All those uses are allowed. It's just that because it's over 1,500 square feet, that pushes this to a conditional use. If there is something in this application or this building that is a red flag that needs to have conditions put on it, because of its size, because of what's happening there, that's what the conditional use covers. If it was under 1,500, it would just be allowed.
Yeah, and we have the public hearing so that those around can make any comments. See if there are any issues that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
Is there any public hearing, anybody that's responded to you, Eric, on any concerns?
Yes.
Is this the right time to talk about that?
Well, if you don't have any questions for the applicant, we'll move right into that.
Okay. Thank you.
Everybody have their answers, their questions answered for the applicant. You can ask me or him anything. What we received is several verbal that was coming in, wanted to know why they were being notified. So letters went out to everybody within 500 feet as per our code. And we did receive one written comment. We support the Cabrera family plans to build the new barn. They have done amazing things to beautify their property in the past, and we are sure this new addition will also be done well. They are an asset to the neighborhood in the Daniel area, Larry Ward. So that's the only written comment we received. Everything else was about our code and things that actually I could clear up as I was talking to these folks that called.
So there was no one that had any issues with that coming in?
No.
Okay, good.
A lot of the things we're talking about tonight will be covered in the building permit process, with the bathrooms and the height of the building. All those things will be done in the permit process. There was just a couple of questions I had, Mike. They're not planning commercial out of this building, is that right?
That is correct. There would be no commercial or business in this building.
Okay. That was one of the concerns one of them had. Yes, Kim, you have the floor.
I was just curious, if this was a caretaker's residence, it would not be permitted. Is that correct?
If this was a residence?
For a caretaker on the property?
That's correct. It would not be allowed. It's a single family dwelling zone. Okay, is there any other?
So what type of motion are we looking for here tonight?
So what we're looking for is a motion to approve, continue, not approve the conditional use. That allows the applicant to move forward with designing the building and getting the building permit.
Yeah, we're looking for a motion to approve the conditional use and allow us to go and submit a building permit.
Right. That's what Mike's looking for. Your options are those three. Okay, I have a motion from Pam. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Who did that?
Gary.
Gary?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, call for the vote. Again, we'll do roll call. Kim?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
Any other commissioners I didn't see? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you, commissioners. This will be a beautiful building, and we appreciate your vote of support.
Commissioner, this is Danny Cabrera. Thank you for everything. We are going to try to make this building good for the town as well. And we are going to be taking care of the details, okay? And to do what needs to be done, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Great.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of public hearing. We probably should have done that before we voted, but let's come out of public hearing and go back into regular session.
Is now exiting.
I make a motion to come out of the public hearing. This is Kim.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it. Pam.
Okay, thanks, Pam. Any discussion? Call for the vote. Again, we'll do roll call. Tom?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
And Kim?
Aye.
Okay, we're back in regular session. Thank you, commissioners. Okay, our next item on the agenda is Colton residential permit. We made a motion to approve that with that list of TNO's letter in our last meeting. Those items have not been done yet. We did issue a power to panel for a temporary construction power on site, but that's all we've seen. We haven't seen any corrections to those items. So that permit has not been issued yet. Okay, just to bring you up to speed on that. Next item on the agenda is a planner report. We're working with the Bushes up in Storm Haven with realigning water line for future use. And so that's in the works. That's been attached to a map, and then it's going to be recorded down at the courthouse so that we have those easements in place going forward. The house ended up being within the 10-foot safety zone of our water line. So we're looking at moving that water line sometime in the future, and we're securing those easements right now as they're building the house, so we have all that done prior to the house getting a certificate of occupancy. So you might have heard a little bit of that going on. We did have a sewer block up there, and that's fixed and put back together over the Thanksgiving holiday. So we've been busy up in that end of the woods. You guys have any questions for me? Ryan? That's awesome. Okay, we'll go on to our next item then. Our next item is minute approval for November 18th. Does everybody have a chance to review the minutes? Is there any corrections or additions?
Hey, Eric, wasn't there something on the agenda about the Todd Steiner expansion?
The Steiner? Yeah, it's an addition. It's an addition, so that will be, it's actually not on the agenda, but that one has came in, but we don't have a completed application. They didn't get us the other items we needed. It will be an addition to a house. And so it will be handled by staff. But I just wanted to make you guys aware that was coming down through the pike also.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I sent it out. I sent you out the information. Too much information, I guess. I just want to keep you guys in the loop.
Thank you.
Okay, so any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion. I do have a couple of spelling and grammar things that are just minor. If nobody has any others, I'll hand these to Carrie and she can just make those changes. I'll entertain a motion when you're ready.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Bennett. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Gary.
Okay, Gary, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the vote. All in favor? Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Tom?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Pam?
Aye.
And Kim?
Aye.
Any other commissioners have joined us? Okay, motion carries. That takes us to item number 6 on the agenda, which is adjournment.
Yeah, I had something to bring up real quick.
Okay.
You had the open public meeting training.
Yes.
So she said you passed off, we were going to a council meeting and I couldn't come to the council meeting on that day, so just wanted to say I did go through that.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Did anybody else have a chance to go through that that hasn't reported back? Very simple, 2 pages, everybody.
Yeah, I went through it. I think I was able to report at that meeting. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, there was a couple of commissioners that did report at the meeting. Thank you for bringing it up, Gary. That's one thing that comes up in our audit for the town every year. We're required by law to do that open meeting training every year. So.
Yeah, just figured it'd be easier if you didn't have to try and track us down on that.
Yeah, this time of year is not good for tracking.
Unless you're NORAD tracking Santa.
Well, nobody will answer their door either, so. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Pam. Is there a second?
This is Kim, I'll second.
Thank you, Kim. All in favor? We'll do it without a roll call vote. Aye?
Aye.
If you object, just stay on the line.
Okay, we stand adjourned till our meeting next month. Thank you all, commissioners.
Thank you.
Good night.